TSW monitoring.
The dog, KO4CEM.
Had supper and that, and out walking the dog.
Get home yet, I keep getting stuck in traffic.
Yep.
The back way home, down 292, because I saw 85 was a little backed up, so I decided to go down that way, and then I hit, what is it, little, is it Duncan? You know that little town right before you get to, over towards Welford. And, man, everything was backed up there, so I had to sit there and wait on that. And now we got road construction near my house, so that's a fun thing.
A busy intersection right there in Lyman. Get a couple of red lights to get through there, even if it isn't busy.
Trying to avoid the interstate, and they went the same exact way.
Good when I got off, but, you know, it's subject to change at any minute.
Before I left, and it said it was all backed up, so I just figured I'd try a different way. It didn't work out to my advantage.
I do it to keep you company.
Yeah.
I'm trying to come in there.
DMP?
Did. TSW, I believe it was N4 or something.
Taking this radio out, see if I get hit the repeater or not. I'm quite a ways from it, so here we go.
Time. If you were trying it, you know, 5 minutes ago, it was not quite making it, but you made it good that time. The name here is Ken.
Name here is Blake. My call is N4. ZMP, November 4, Zulu Mike Papa.
Zulu Mike Papa. Well, it's nice to meet you, and I'm on here with Andrew.
Hello to both of you. I'm going to go ahead and get off here, but I just wanted to make sure I was hitting the repeater.
You did. It's a little bit scratchy, but that's okay. It's completely understandable. Where are you coming from?
4 PM.
Where he was coming from?
I'm located in Greer. I'm inside my house, but we're on a handheld.
On a handheld. I'm in the ball field across from the Ingles on 290.
Yeah, you're not that far away. We're over here near Lake Cunningham.
Lake many a time.
Go ahead and let y'all go. This radio belongs to a friend of mine. I was setting it up for him. And thank you for the radio check. You guys have a good afternoon. N4 CMP.
N4 TFW 73.
N4 CEF. Close to the house. I'm getting ready to turn in the neighborhood now after going down every other back road.
You got to go a mile out of your way just to get to the house just because of the traffic. And then they want to come up with new zoning laws and put in more houses and more houses.
It's the way it seems lately. And everybody just keeps moving on in.
Get down here, and then the first thing they do is try to make it like where they left.
Yeah, right. Well, Ken, I'm pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to get on out, run in, see the wife real quick before she's got to leave, and then make sure these boys are ready for Boy Scouts. So we will holler at you in the morning, KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your final, 7-3.
You have a good evening and that. Be safe out there. Tell the wife we said hey, and we'll catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.
Doing the ball field, KD4ILX.
For our nightly walk.
That dog, make sure that he gives you the workout that you need. You need your exercise, so that he's to walk you well.
You count on that. She's not going to go without a walk unless it's just thundering and lightning.
You talk about subdivisions. You get a few subdivisions out there of 290.
And the traffic has just gotten terrible in the last last years and that. We've been in this subdivision 25 years, and I remember going down the road and not seeing one or two cars, and now it's just a steady line of cars.
How fast becoming like a cut through between Hendersonville, Asheville, and Greenville. I noticed that's Duke Energy, the one that does the power over there. So they're upgrading all the power lines, running new lines over there, and they're blocking traffic during the day.
You don't go out that way too often. We don't venture that way unless we're headed up in North Carolina somewhere.
Up that way as we speak, but I'm going to take the downtown route. Over my son, helping him finish up that mini split, which we did not get done, but we'll work on it some more. His next day's off. KD4IOX.
That's KN4TFW.
It was a lot better than yesterday. Yesterday they had me running all over the place. Not on my usual route because I guess one of the plants was shut down. Today everything was, not everything, but they accepted what I had to bring them, and they loaded me up with a little bit of stuff to take back to the plant that was shut down. So today is my regular route, which I really enjoy. It usually gets me done about 12:30 or 1 o'clock, which today ended up being like 1:45.
Oh, man, that's a good day.
How'd your day go? Did you do anything exciting?
Not too exciting. Look for a few parts, but we're getting ready to go into a shutdown mid next month. So I'll be starting to order a bunch of stuff, trying to get ready and trying to find a bunch of stuff that we need.
Okay, and 4 good of you, eh?
Is that DTY Daniel?
Okay. I sound a little bit like Daniel. I cannot remember his prefix, but his suffix is DTY. So what's going on, Ken?
I'm out here walking the dog for her nightly walk.
Sounds like a winner. Well, I'll let y'all carry on. I'm over here in Inman. I'm up and down in these little hills, so I'll be in and out. You want to say hey? KN4, good to be a clear.
Hey, good up, Leon.
KN4IOX. Name's Leon. Too late.
You're up in Yemen, I believe, somewhere out there off a new cut road.
The other side of where you're at, right?
Crow flies.
Lived up there for a little while. Where he was first making his move towards Greenville, he lived in Yemen.
A bit country out there. I wish I'd could have found something a little further out, would have been nice.
You know, that's like you said, you've been there, I would say 22 years. You know, you got something good. People want a piece of something good, and they want good too. So everybody moves to the good, and next thing you know, it's not so good as it used to be. I'm finding that in the mountains now. I mean, at my house, I'm still good, but we've got people that are moving in, and got one place to go put tiny homes. It's not the same place it used to be when I first bought my land up there. I mean, when I first bought my land, it didn't have any. It was a dirt road, one lane. You know, I had ruts in it every winter, and you know, people were getting stuck on it. Now it's like almost a highway. I'm trying to get DOT to take it over.
That's that everywhere.
Notice since COVID that everybody flies down the interstate now.
They're pretty quick. I know I have to travel it in the mornings, and it's like, man, they're moving on down the road. They don't care what the weather is.
70, them passing like I'm standing still. KD4IOX.
Talking to you, I'm over in right-hand lane about 63, 64, just laid back, just talking on the radio and letting them just pass me by in a hurry. I mean, when I pull off the interstate, I got 1 mile to go and an hour before I'm late.
What I do with my truck, I jump on the interstate, heading over to Anderson, I just get in the right lane, and I'll run 60 until it hits 65. When I get to the 65 zone, I put it up to 65. Stay in the right lane, unless there's somebody coming on an on-ramp, doesn't know how to accelerate or yield, and And I'll try and move over.
Ramp about 50 and wait till they slow everybody down, and then they mash on the accelerator, right?
One lady, she almost stopped on her on-ramp. I guess she couldn't get over, so rather than accelerate, she just stopped.
Two exits that are really busy with a bunch of cars coming on when they come on and that, and I try to make sure I'm in the center lane when I get there.
Passed over 85, it's the dead standstill going northbound at 385.
And that's what he said, it was like a parking lot. He had to take an alternate route to the house.
This way.
It's done tonight.
I work Mondays and Tuesdays, so I either stay Sunday and Monday or just Monday night. And I stayed last night, so I'm heading back today.
Calmer, right? You're not working the rest of the week, right?
I'm off until hopefully next Monday.
Stuff to do on your days off?
Well, I was going to take you out the boat tomorrow, so we don't go out in the boat tomorrow. We'll definitely go out Thursday. We gotta get the underside of that boat wet, and there's some fishing line that needs to, I gotta get wet.
It's nothing better than going fishing except going fishing when other people are working.
As well as I do, we get our age, I'd rather do things Monday through Friday while everybody's working than stay home on the weekend. Because on the weekend, that's when everybody who's working during the week is out playing on the lake, and I mean, you just can't do anything because people's everywhere.
I used to work every weekend and be off on Mondays and Tuesdays, and it's kind of nice. If you don't have to be anything anywhere for the weekend, just being off on Monday, Tuesday, you can get a lot done.
Four years straight, having Sundays and Mondays off. The assignment of your days off was according to your seniority in the squad. So, the sergeant always had Saturday and Sunday off. So the second in command for that week would take Friday and Saturday, and the third command would have Sunday and Monday. So I had Sundays and Mondays for about 4 years. Loved it. Sunday was a good day to spend with family and everything, and the Monday I got to do whatever I wanted to do.
Back to work.
Schedule. But I didn't like the night shifts that much. As I was younger, it wasn't that bad, but as you get older, the night shifts get rougher, especially if you get a family going.
In a place, I had to do my 2 years on nights. I made it, but I hated it.
For about a week, she couldn't do it. There's no way she could do it.
That day isn't for everybody. Discipline to, I'd make sure I come home, went right to bed, get up at 5, and then work. We were working 7 to 7 by then.
Take the discipline to do that. You have to force yourself to go to sleep. A lot of people can't sleep during the day. I can sleep anytime. So I never had a problem sleeping. It's just forcing yourself to lay down and not, continue socializing or working, whatever it is you're trying to work on.
I believe that, sleep during the day is not as good a quality as it is during the night. If you can make it on 8 at night, you probably need 10 during the day.
I agree with you there. It's definitely not the same quality. It's like you wake up in this groggy, foggy state of mind.
And all the kids were at school and everything, so it wasn't too bad.
Maybe I should have went down 290 instead of coming this way. This traffic is a nightmare. I'm trying to get off of Stone Avenue here, so I'm going to bypass Stone Avenue and keep on going.
At 385 over to Edwards and head up that way.
Edwards Road or Street or... what?
He would, and you would head back towards Taylor's, and the road changes names 3 times, but it comes out on 29.
I'm already downtown now. I'm past Haywood. I guess it's Haywood. The Donnie L. Wilkins Bridge.
Did they do construction on the big one downtown?
To the Blackstream International Real Estate. This is all new to me. I never paid attention to this down here before.
I tried to avoid it at all costs.
Hey, I can see why.
Piedmont off of Highway 20. And boy, sometimes if you the interstate was backed up, you know, you could go through town, but if it was between 4:30 and 5, you'd forget it. You'll be up there at University Ridge waiting on the light at Washington.
Well, I think you probably extend it out to 6 now, 4 to 6. You know, in Charleston, they used to ride boaters down in Charleston. They used to sit at the foot of the Cooper River Bridge. I know you're familiar with that bridge. It's a big bridge down there. And from 4 to 6 every day, we'd have to sit down there for 2 hours during rush hour. Just for the sole purpose, it was a police boater officer and a record driver for the record. And just the sole purpose, if somebody broke down the bridge, you'd have to go up there and clear them out quickly.
Well, Leon, we've made it back. Get on inside. But I hope you have a good rest of your trip and enjoy all those days off, and look forward to maybe catching you again on Monday. KN4 TSW.
Hope you enjoyed your walk and enjoyed the conversation. Make sure you keep me company. 73, we'll talk to you next week. KD4 IOX, Zip Bounce Center.